Definitely excited to get out there and throw with him again. I mean, obviously, he's Josh Gordon. So, I mean, he goes out there and you can see, you know, the talent is right there. And, you know, I think he got back into, you know, practice mode and running routes and running plays. And it was great to have him out there. Yeah, no doubt. I think he was excited to be out there. You could tell he was, you know, amped up. You know, adrenaline was definitely flowing. And I think, you know, it was good for all of us to have him out there. You know, so much, you know, hanging over our heads with that. I mean, you know, the past 10 weeks here or there, you get a question about Josh. I mean, you know, now that's all that's over with. He's out there practicing with us and he's part of the team. So it's good to have him out there. Yeah, but it's not so much the physical aspect of it as you know, knowing the plays, the heat of the battle. You know, we do a lot of no-huddle stuff. I mean, obviously we're working with him on that. And I told him out there, I said, you got a question, just ask me. Don't be, you know, ashamed. If you don't know something, ask, because you haven't had the privilege of, you know, going over for the last 10 weeks, being in the huddle, being, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, athletically, no one's going to question Josh Gordon athletically. He's a freak. So, but I think as far as this game, it's not basketball. You don't just go out and shoot hoops. You know what I mean? It's there's plays. It's you know, it's a team game. So he has to be able to, you know, show that he can do that. And I thought he did. It was a good first step today. We talked before going over the script and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I think I'm pretty good. So, you know, I think, you know, obviously our coaches have done a good job of, you know, getting him in there on plays that he knows a good job of what to do. And like I said, it's great to, you know, have that kind of lifted off our shoulders. Now it's over with his first days in the books, and, you know, to get a few reps with them and throw some, one, you know, the routes on air and stuff, it was really good. I think he helps your offense any way he can. You know, putting him on the field, you have to respect the player that he is. So, you know, we'll see. You know, this offense is the offense that it is. It's not going to change because of one guy. But putting that one guy out there, maybe it changes how the defense looks at your offense. I don't think I've ever been a quarterback that's like that. I've always, you know, I think the moment you do that, especially when you have a guy as talented as Josh, they're going to try to take him away. You got to kind of just let it come as it is. And, you know, we saw last year with Josh, you just give him a short pass underneath and he has the ability to take it the whole way. So you don't really try to force it to him. Now, in the same sense, you know, I'm going to know where he's at. There's no doubt about that. But you have to see what the defense is doing. Yeah, I think, you know, he's going to help in every way possible, because you put him on the field, you know, you put number 12 on the field, the defense is going to have to see where he's at. Now, how they want to play him, I mean, that's up to them. And that's where it kind of comes in with my job, as far as, you know, still seeing how the defense is playing. Are they going to try to double team him and then other guys are open? Or, you know, you never know. So it's just kind of, you know, play by ear and get out there and play the game and see how it plays out. I played a preseason game there once. And we actually practiced with the Falcons in training camp one year when I was down there. So and I played it before. I mean, obviously it's a dome, but
nothing unique about it.
Well, no, not to my knowledge. You know, I don't really recall anything other than obviously it's going to get louder because it's enclosed, but nothing that, you know, it was a preseason game. I really don't recall much. I only played a little bit in the second half. You know, I'd say obviously their defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan, I mean, he's got a great scheme. He's switching things up all the time. He's definitely going to have something specifically towards, you know, geared towards us. And they have players that play the system really well. And I think when you have a coordinator who's willing to do lots of different things, you put a lot of pressure on your players to be able to do that. And, you know, I think they've done a real good job responding to that. You know, obviously you got some guys up front who, you know, go hard. Corey Bierman, Babineau, can't recall his name right now, but 55, their linebacker, really jumped off at me the way he blitzes and you know, is kind of rallying to the ball. And then, you know, watching their secondary, I mean, Trufant, our Trufant's little brother, I mean, he definitely sticks out. He's athletic. He jumps a lot of stuff. I mean, he's a really good corner. So, you know what, we just got to get back to our formula and go out and play and be more consistent. I think that's the biggest thing for us is you know, keeping that consistency level, you know, really high. I think especially in Norv's offense, there was an emphasis on getting the ball downfield and that type of thing. And obviously it was my game. I know how talented this guy is. You know, if I'm in a pinch, I'm going to try to throw him the ball. So, you know, I think it was kind of a little bit of both. It was his first game back. It was my first game starting. You know, there was a little bit of, you know, throw it to the most talented guy in the field type of mentality. But I think now, as far as where I've progressed to, especially in this offense, it's more about going through reads and things like that. And I think, you know, obviously you put Josh out on the field and see how the defense plays it. Nothing specific. I think, you know, my conversations with Josh have been, hey, you ready to go? And every time, man, more than you'll ever know. And you could see that today. He was excited to be out there, practiced hard. You know, it was just a good day for us to have him back out there. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that, you know, it's hard when, you know, I don't look at stats. I'm looking at, you know, games, cut-ups, things like that. So sometimes it can be deceiving. You know, I'll always try to pull up, you know, a cut-up where all their big pass plays against them, things like that. I mean, every team has them. So it can be deceiving. You know, until you told me that, I wouldn't have guessed that. So you see them making a lot of plays, and their scheme can be difficult for opposing quarterbacks. So it's something that, you know, me, Kyle, we all have to be on top of and kind of see, you know, in that first quarter how it's going to play out. Because when you play against a Mike Nolan defense, you're just not really sure until you get out there and kind of the game declares itself what it's going to be. Yeah, I mean, this business, there's a lot of surprises, but I think, you know, Ray said it, he's going to do what's best for what he thinks for this football team. And, you know, we wish Ben the best, and I'm sure, you know, it won't take long for him to find a team. No, I mean, at this point, they're not rookies anymore. You know, 10 games in, they know what the system is. They know what they got to do. And hopefully this allows them to take more ownership over that position group, and really step up and be the guys. You know what? For me, it's been so hard. I haven't, you know, he's been in the building, but I've been so focused and I haven't, you know, so being out there with him today, you can just tell he's excited to be out there. He wants to be a part of the team, and he's excited to be back. So, you know, that's probably something you'd have to ask him more. But for me, you know, I just see a guy who's excited to be back with his teammates, back playing football again. The other person that I've ever seen that was a freak athlete like him was Patrick Peterson when I was in Arizona. But other than Pat, I mean, Josh is right up there. I mean, you know, the things that he can do at his size are remarkable. And so I'm glad he's on our team. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Let's not put, you know, Josh out there to be the savior. You know, we're in a good position right now, and the guys have been playing the whole year. I mean, that's going to be going forward. Yeah, we're throwing Josh in there with us. But, you know, we just got to be better than we were last week and play more consistently, and, you know, we'll be fine. Today was the first day. So, you know, I did obviously before practice, and then we stuck around a little bit after practice, get some, you know, specific plays that we know that he's probably going to be in on and really try to work those. And, you know, I mean, it's such a you know, you want to get him in shape, but you don't want to overdo it either. I mean, this is his first time playing football. Yeah, he's been running and doing things like that, but doing plays, cuts, things like that. I mean, it's a little bit different when you're reacting to what, you know, you're hearing in the huddle, going out and doing it. So, you know, you want to get him in shape, but not overdo it. So I don't want to overthrow him. So it's kind of a touch feel type thing where, hey, you want to throw a few more, or let's cut it off there and we'll get some more tomorrow and build ourselves up.